KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A labour expert says the outlook remains positive on the employment front for 2025, despite the latest job stats. The quarterly employment statistics showed a decline of 1.2% between June and September. Expert Michael Bagram says the construction seems to be picking up, which he believes will drive job creation in the near future. He says the figures seem to show that the unity government is moving in a positive direction. Bagram says the business community is ready and willing to create more jobs.
I don't think it's telling us any other message other than the fact that we haven't really done enough to try and break into the disastrous unemployment of over 41%. I think some of our ministers are really trying hard to make sure that their departments create an environment for job creation. It's not a disastrous situation. We haven't dropped. We've been doing better this year than we've done in previous years. At least we're keeping our head above water. I think we've got a lot to celebrate in South Africa.
Airports company says funding delays have stalled critical infrastructure upgrades at its nine major airports. Otombo International this week was hit by a four-hour fuel disruption that affected nearly 500 flights. The management company CEO Mpumi Mpofu says a fuel valve mechanical issue has since been resolved and they're ready for the influx of holidaymakers over the festive season. She admits, though, that they're still in recovery mode since the pandemic. Mpofu was speaking in Gauteng yesterday.
We are in month 8 of a recovery implementation program. When we don't allow you to understand that, we give you the impression that everything has been normal since 2020. The reality is that it hasn't. Our investment cycle literally started in April. So what you're seeing is a rollout program that is currently underway. Certain things are still in procurement. Things are coming and going to be implemented.
And finally, an 18-year-old from India has been crowned the world's youngest undisputed chess champion. Gukesh Tomaraju beat China's Ding Liren after a grueling tournament of 14 match days in Singapore. He says becoming a champion was a dream that began more than a decade ago.
My whole strategy for this match was to push as much as possible in every single game with both colors. I want to play for as long as I can. I want to have a very, very long career.
On the weather front, we've got a high of 26 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 24, Richards Bay 30. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Sharks face the Tigers in the Champions Cup on Saturday. Former AmaZulu striker, the Major Lehlohonolo Majoro, gives his predictions for the KZN Derby match against the Royal AM. And the Manchester Derby takes centre stage in the Premier League.
Your African expansion is boarding now with RMB. From telecommunications and infrastructure to renewable energy and agriculture. Partner with RMB for first-class business in Africa, where every venture is one of endless possibility. RMB, a leading African corporate and investment bank. RMB, a division of First Rand Bank Limited, a registered FSP and credit provider.